This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prison in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on the working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier, speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released yesterday is the element of transparency. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly polls will be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardaga in Ranchi. He highlighted that Jharkhand was formed during the BJP-led government with the primary aim of making the state a model of development. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a poll meeting at Domchanch in Kodarma. He accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to change the government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of India bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. He accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Polling for the second phase in the state will take place on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the India bloc released 7-point manifesto of the alliance. The Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in presence of JMM leader Hemant Soren, senior RJD leader Jay Prakash Narayan Yadav and CPI-ML leader Subhendu Sen. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said promises made in the manifesto include 2,500 rupees per month to every woman of the state and provision of 10 lakh jobs to youth. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi. She was 72. She breathed her last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Sharda Sinha was known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs. She was honoured with Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Sangeet Natak Academy Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs sung by her have been very popular for the last several decades. He said the echo of her melodious songs on Chhat festival will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said her demise is an irreparable loss to the music world. He paid condolences to her family and fans in this hour of grief. The second strategic and counter-terrorism dialogue between India and Nigeria concluded yesterday in New Delhi. During the two-day-long dialogue, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Nigerian counterpart Nuhu Ribadu held in-depth discussions within the framework of the Strategic India-Nigeria Partnership on threats and challenges emanating from terrorism, extremism, radicalization, including through cyberspace, as well as from international crime, arms and drug smuggling. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee, IOC's Future Host Commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had talked about his government's aspiration to hold the 2036 Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.